We will not be held responsible for any hearing impairments or damage caused to you from excessive exposure to this sound.
He is mad. He is crazy. Some say he never had any marbles at birth. Or maybe he's onto something. It's the Queery Cast with Larry Queery Rye. It's not fearless, just real talk. And now, here's your host.
Hi, hello, and hey, welcome to this week's episode of the Queery Cast. The name is Larry, and this is your pleasure being here for the first episode of 2021. I'm hoping that you meandered gracefully into 2021. I know I just kind of got in there. I was like on bed rest for about 2 weeks from just before, what is that thing? The Unity Day thing, and just after New Year's. So I didn't get to see much action, so... It was just so weird. What if you didn't see much action? I was just chilling a lot at home. I'm hoping that you're well in this 2021. Started off quite rather crazily, but before I go into that, and because I want to give you the breakdown of what's been happening so early in 2021, and in the second half, I'm going to talk about a lot more about some of the news that I want to talk about in the last couple of weeks. And then in the third segment, the topic, what happens if, your spouse, your friends and so forth, after you die, do they have a right to tell you, well, you're dead, but can they decide how you're going to be interred, buried, whatever, customs and so forth. I've got a couple of opinions. This is in light of the whole Moana situation. I know it's a couple of weeks old, but I think the topic is still relevant. So first of all, let's talk about the fact that Zimbabwe's got into a 30-day lockdown after, you know, the spike in COVID-19 cases. There was not help that in April, or rather December, in December, there were a lot of these parties that were happening, and you know, the parties were going on and people, you know, carrying on with life and acting like COVID-19 was not a thing anymore. And so there's been the arrest and conviction in very quick time of Fanton, Levels and Dama, who are part of the, what's the name of those guys? Chillspot Records, one of the most important labels in Zimbabwe. So they got arrested and so forth. But there's videos of people who are more prominent than them, who have not been arrested, nothing's happened to them. It's, they've just been going on with their lives, which is kind of weird, really. And, you know, I passed by a place in December and I was about to leave and cops come in and they get drinks ordered for them and stuff like that. This is one of these places in the avenues in Harare. And, you know, you kind of know that this is a place where the cops come and chill out. And it's kind of weird. And then now the police is saying, oh yeah, we're going to come down hard on people. I'm like, Mr. Government Man, you had all this time to come down hard on people. Why weren't you doing it then? Why were you not doing it then, Mr. Government Person? It's kind of weird. Like, you know, it's just like now suddenly you look like you're on the case. Speaking of on the case, I mean, now they're claiming that the police would do as far as getting into people's houses. This is what the Minister of Home Affairs said in as far as making sure there's compliance. Thousands of people have been arrested for not wearing masks. I think 1,561, was that the number? Yeah. But, I mean, just to give you the current numbers for COVID-19, as of 7th of January, 18,675 cases. And in terms of recoveries, there have been 12,083 recoveries and a total of 446 deaths. The big bloodbath was on the fair, sorry for using such a term, but this is what happened. The 5th of January, 34 people were reported dead in the 24-hour period by the Ministry of Health and Childcare. And I just sitting there, I'm just like, yeah, well, the numbers got here, but they didn't just randomly get here. And I know it's easy to blame people, but when, like I said, if people who have levels of power, let them, I mean, rest in peace, genius, but a lot of his friends decided to have the super spreader event to say rest in, for his funeral. And meanwhile, a lot of people just couldn't say goodbye to their loved ones. And so when that sort of thing happens, obviously, Somebody believes the system's got some sort of loophole. And suddenly waking up, and sure, I believe Fenton, you know, and so forth should get punished, but it's not fair if they're being led, you know, used in as an example because their gig was in Bari, when, you know, their places, very famous clubs in Harare that have been getting up to no good over the same period. And their videos online, it's not even a case of these guys are hiding anything. And they've been sending out flyers and so forth. And, you know, they even were so blatant about it. They were sending flyers saying that, we're going to have this event starting at 11 p.m. when curfew was 10 p.m. So, you know, well, the rich side people, you know, the rules don't apply to them. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. I just really am just annoyed, really, to be honest. I don't know. It's really stupid to be even come. The president's come out and say this is the final push. Look, Mr. President, in March, when we had the first hard lockdown, you said we needed to have that hard lockdown so that we wouldn't have this other hard lockdown. Now, I'm not going to put it on the president's case, because other countries across the world have also had hard lockdowns, or at least stricter restrictions because of a new variant. But you kind of feel like the restrictions that are in place, if they had been getting, you know, adhered to, or at least the people who are supposed to be making sure people behave were making people behave, if they were doing that, then, you know, we wouldn't be here. So, Mr. Government, someone's got to take responsibility for this. You can't put this on the people and just decide that Fenton and them were these weird outliers and everybody else. If it wasn't for Fenton and them, then people would have behaved. It's not that. If these events were being shut down all the time, then this would not have happened. So, yeah. But rest in peace to a lot of the people that passed away from COVID-19. We're talking about 448 fellow citizens of Zimbabwe. So rest in peace to all of them here on the Kuricast.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
And so you listen to the Kuricast. The name is Larry Andless. Oh, goodness. So $2.5 million were taken from a cash in transit vehicle in Zimbabwe. The police are saying, and the story is weird. The story says these guys were driving a single cab vehicle, right? And they were in transit with $2.5 million, as well as $40,000. And then they picked up some guys, you know, to give them a lift. And then they got robbed at some place in Gwebi or whatever it is. I'm just sitting there, I'm like, guys, first of all, how is a cash in transit vehicle picking up people? You gotta have a better story than that. How is a cash in transit vehicle picking up people? Number two, how are the police making this the official story? I mean, like, seriously, this can't be the official story. You can't be telling the nation that what happened is that a bunch of blokes decided that they were going to stop by somewhere, pick up a couple of hitchhikers while they were carrying $2.5 million, as well as 40,000 Zimbabwe dollars, and pick up some random guys. The random guys who just happened to rob them. And this is the story. And they're looking for four guys who are, you know, on the run and so forth. And I'm just sitting there, I'm like, come on, man, come on. It's either we got the dumbest cash in transit people, or we get the dumbest police. Either way, someone is dumb, okay? Because first of all, police can't be telling us this is the story that happened. They better be telling us they're still investigating. They can't put this as the official story on the street to say this is what actually happened, because no one believes a story like that. But then you know there are dumb people out there. I'm not talking about the cops. I'm talking about the guys who picked up. I mean, do they think we can make an extra $5 each, or we carry, 2.5 million, or whatever the case may be? It's just kind of weird. Anyway, that's a story, and the police put that story out and even made the news. In other news, the Bashiris, they're still on the run. They're in South Africa. So their case is now going to be heard on the 8th of March in Malawi. Now, they're on the run because they felt that their lives were in danger in this country called South Africa, where they're facing 102 million rands in terms of fraud and so forth. They got a mega church, and of course they got super fans and stuff like that, all saying that, no, leave our papa alone and that sort of thing. You can't expect that sort of thing. So anyway, as it stands, the police in South Africa, or rather in Malawi, are not allowed to arrest them at the moment. On the 8th of February, they're going to have their money. The state is going to submit his papers for extradition after South Africa put in their papers. So Malawi is acquiescing to that demand, and then afterwards it's just going to be, okay, let's see who can argue better. And of course, if whatever results going to go, and you have appeals and so forth, the Malawian government say they believe that this will be sorted out by March, but yeah, not holding my breath. And speaking of which, Zimbabwe's soccer team has been hit by COVID-19 issues. A bunch of players and staff, a whole bunch of them, were actually caught COVID, including the coach, and so they didn't have any practice, but they're still going to go and play football in the CHAN. African Championships Nations, African Nations Championships. Now, it's a tournament that it's supposed to care about or something like that. But Zimbabwe's going to take part in that. Their opening match is against Cameroon on the 16th. They depart on the 13th. But they haven't had much practice. In fact, most of the players, again, with the team, have not kicked a ball in competitive football since 2018, or 19, rather, because there was no football in Zimbabwe last year. Unless you were like, the guys who played that Community Shield, it was Highlanders and FC Platinum. Yeah, it is. Yeah, but it is what it is. Just a shout out to some people who passed away. Sean Connery in the United States. But a personal friend of mine, Karen Luayo, was very big on branding and so forth, passed away on the 31st of December. And she'd been unwell for a bit, and it was really sad. And someone who I had not spoken about since we hadn't had the career car since like mid-November is Calvin. And I'm going to take a quick break when I come back in the relationship segment, but I'm going to play a segment from his song, Sobolayo, here on the Career Cast.
So, who this nigga will be telling everybody that I'm the hottest nigga to work with? I mean, every promoter who been trying to book me be saying, yeah, we've heard about you, Kelvin. I guess somebody's acting like they're honest, yet they know the fact I'm a self-made nigga. Put the city on, they can go ahead and debate it. My jab and I left the city cause of motherfucking haters. You don't wanna give me roses while I'm alive and I know it. Wanna call me king when I die, yeah, I know it. Wanna high five every time your niggas see me. Every time I leave the building, your niggas be back. Just cause you act on radio don't even make you big. Numbers don't lie, my niggas, let's check the figures. You fabricating numbers and you're lying about the votes, and you wanna make everybody think I'm a mini march, nigga, nah.
Wash your hands, avoid sick people, and touching your face. There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Yeah, and we're in the final segment of the Criticast, and this came, as I say, from the Moana situation, where the family are fighting over what sort of burial she should get. And if you remember, if you were following that story, everybody is talking about, well, I mean, like, you know, she was born a Muslim, and therefore, well, you know, it shouldn't be a Muslim situation. It should be a Muslim situation because of the father. And then at the same time, the family is saying, but she stopped taking part in Muslim customs, and therefore, by her own will and so forth, she should be allowed to be buried in whatever, whoever. In this instance, the mother, I think, was Christian, or whatever the case may be. So I asked a couple of people to tell me what they thought should be the case, and as far as burial is concerned, should you die, should what happens? So yeah, let's hear what some of you had to say.
What we need to do is educate people to have wills. A will in place will make sure none of this happens when you're away. It's unfortunate that a lot of people still think we've got a lot of time on earth, but no one knows when you're going to go. But we need to start educating people on the whole process of setting up your will, so that your kids, after you're gone, we know what should be done with them.
Hi, Larry. That's a very tricky question, but in light with the Moana, I hope that's how you pronounce her name, the Moana situation, Moana was using her father's surname. So, you know, in the African context, as long as you assume someone's surname, it means you've assumed their traditions, you've assumed their customs, you've assumed their religion. So it was the proper way for her to be buried the Muslim way. Whether the father had raised her or not, really, there was another question for another day. Because if the mother never wanted anything to do with the Muslims and probably had raised the child on her own, shouldn't have taken the father's surname. And then when it comes to individuals, to anyone who is alive and want to know what to do, I would actually suggest that if you know you've got a certain way you'd want to be buried, which is not in line with how your parents or your relatives live, you must always, always have a will. Always have a will which states how you'll be buried and they shall be followed. But if you're dead, your parents or your relatives will actually do it their own way, because you've got nothing to contribute really as an individual. So they'll do it the way they see it fit and the way it also sits well with their own religions, beliefs and customs. How are you, Larry?
Hey fam, what's up? Okay, all right, my two cents on the matter. I think, look, if a person is dead, they're dead, right? So personally, I feel, as an individual, you should write down your wishes. If I happen to die, this is how I want to be buried. Because remember, we are all adults, we grow up and you go our separate ways. Probably she wasn't, yes, the parents, the father was Muslim, the mother was Christian, but probably she was just in between. She didn't really care how she was going to be buried, probably. But if she had written down her wishes, I believe that as people would then tend to follow, the wishes of a dead person, because that's what they want. That's how they want to be remembered. That's how they want to be buried, in their own way. Chinimbi was buried his own way, in style, because he said, if I die, I want a party. Don't cry for me, but celebrate my life. So I feel the same. I feel the same that as individuals, we should just sit down and say, you know what? If I'm going to die, I want to be cremated. I want to be buried this way. I want to be buried Christian, Muslim. It has to be my choice, not anyone's choice. But if I didn't put it down, I mean, if you know my lifestyle, you should know how I should be buried. Those are my two cents.
Of course, some very interesting opinions there. And I think I'm going to just say, guys, if you're going to, I'll agree with that. Put it in a will or something like that. But I mean, when I go, I think people should just do whatever they want, because I don't think it's really about me. Unless you're like going to be do something weird like Satanism and stuff like that. But I mean, if you're my friends, you say to this, I've got to question my choices. I think really, I mean, what is that? Janis Joplin, I was watching something to say that she, when she died, shame, at the age of 27, she died of an overdose. heroin, I think it was. Famous thing from the 1960s or something like that. Part of this group of people died at the age of 27, from your Nirvana guy, Kurt Cobain, to James Dean and Jimi Hendrix and so forth. But I digress. What she did is that she left $2,500 for 200 people to go and have a blast and drink. Now, at that time, of course, I think a drink was like 50 cents. So people probably got plastered. But, you know, she left. She says, you know, people got to enjoy their lives and so forth. And that was it. And I don't know what I'm going to do. You know, you're not really thinking about death a lot. But I guess around COVID-19 times and so forth, and as you grow older, you got to think about these things. And I think that, to be honest, if I'm not around, I don't really care. So I'm not the one who's mourning. I'm gone. And by the time you guys have put me in, I'm probably eaten by all sorts of maggots and so forth. So it's not really a party for me at that moment. It's more like a party for the maggots. Okay, it's not funny. Shouldn't joke about death, really. Mm. But anyway, just to be clear, I think if you're that particular about how you go, and it's a big deal for you, even though you're not going to be there for it except your body, I think that write it in a will. Put it somewhere and get people to just follow your rules. I mean, but when it comes to the thing of a thing, I mean, most people open wills after you're dead. But I suppose in the case of genius, he was rich enough to be able to and have enough people around him who are able to follow his wishes. But I mean, I guess if you're a woman and or if you're someone with resources and you haven't and people only start reading your will after it's been put into the high court a little bit later, then it just looks a little bit weird. Then they'll be like, oh, no, you didn't want to be buried like that. It just gets weird. So I don't know. It's not a big deal for me because, like I said, I won't be around. So if you decide to put crucifixes and so forth, it's more about, I think funerals are more like for the people that survived or the people that get left behind for their way of mourning. But it is what it is. I don't know. I mean, look, at the end of the day, I think it is what it is. I'm trying to be diplomatic about this. Oh, yeah, that's that for this week's episode of the Greater Cast. Yeah, lockdown is odd. I want to say please get well soon to my friend Kudam Sasiwa. Some of you know him as Begotten Son or the Vendor in Chief. He's been unwell, so please do get well soon, Kuda. I'm hearing some good news about the fact that he is getting a lot better after going through the woes. So I'm hoping that he gets well soon and gets back and into the Kuda things or whatever they call it. And takes care, gets back with his family, and normally so his wife is obviously worried about him, and so are his kids and so forth, and family and friends and so forth. So sending out good vibes to Kudam Sasiwa, who is not well at the moment. But yeah, take it for yourself and the people that you love. Now, to be able to just check out the Criticast, just go to criticast.co.zw. And it will just direct you to the Iona page. And then you'll be able to listen to the Criticast. But if you, of course, it's available on iTunes or Apple Podcasts. So you just subscribe. Spotify and a whole bunch of other platforms. Podchaser and so forth. So please do subscribe and you won't miss an episode. Keep taking care of yourself. Seriously, take care of yourself. It's tense out there. So a lot of people are sort of like moving and meandering in spaces where we think, okay, we're taking care of ourselves a bit. But I mean, as I said, with COVID-19 numbers going up, it's not just in Zimbabwe, but across the world. Please do take care of yourself and avoid it. The vaccine is almost ready for Africa, are probably going to be like in the middle of the year or whatever case may be. But if the numbers go down, then at least we'll be able to survive and make sure that we survive this period. So take care of yourself. If not for yourself, I always worry that, you know, you might go do some sort of mischief and so forth. And then what happens if you then give it to your friend's mother or your own mother or whatever the case be? And so suddenly they pass away. So, you know, it's not just about you surviving. All of this is about how everybody survives. Yeah, it is what it is. And so take care of yourself, the people that love, as I say, from where I come from. My name is Larry Quiridai. I see you. It's been the Criticast. Take care of yourself.